minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, ready to rock and roll on this Thursday/Friday. And the reason I say that is because we are doing something, two unique items going on tomorrow. We're going to have high school state volleyball taking over the airwaves, I believe, starting around 9:30 tomorrow. So you're going to have state volleyball, Jason Alvine stepping in, our former voice of the Bears, but still working with him and doing some excellent stuff with him, of course. Yeah, his position was interesting. Love Jason to death. A lot of people were like, why is he? Well, you know, Jerry Schimmel, of course, the voice of the Bears. Jason took a job with UNC at one point last year, and so that would not allow him to broadcast Bears games. And then, of course, he is now he took a different job recently that allows him to do some preps work for us as well. So excited to have Jason back on board with us. So we'll have high school volleyball tomorrow. And then, Angel, we are working with Weld Food Bank tomorrow. We're going to go to Highland Park Lanes, and we are bowling for turkeys. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Are you excited about this?
I'm very excited.
What's your bowling game like?
Well, right now I'm actually taking a bowling elective.
Oh, crap. So you're practicing.
So I've been bowling 2 days a week since August.
Okay.
So I'm feeling pretty good. I was a little rough on Monday. Yesterday I was feeling a little better. Feel confident going into Friday.
We got a big trophy. Yeah. Big trophy up. So it's cool. Hooligans, if you guys want to get involved in this, what we're doing is we are doing, eight turkeys per four-person team. So is it 10 turkeys? 10 turkeys? Or if you don't have, if you can't find turkeys, I don't know. Is there a shortage of turkeys? I haven't been to the supermarket.
I don't usually buy a turkey, so I have no idea.
Which is weird. I don't know why more people don't do that, like throughout the regular year, because turkey's good.
Oh, yeah.
Cook it up, have leftovers forever. It's weird that we just do it one time.
It's like, oh, I got to get the oven going. I got to turn it every 2 hours.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a
hassle. But if you can't, you can just, I think it's like $160. But Highland Park Lanes, they're covering the lanes and the shoes. And if you want to eat or have beer or whatever, that's on you. But we're covering that side of it out there. And so it's just a fun opportunity to raise turkeys. I think Weld Food Bank's trying to bring in like 5,000 turkeys during the Thanksgiving, Christmas season for families. And so that's the goal. Normally we do a remote and ask people to donate. And we thought, let's do a big bowling thing and grow it. So it's our first one, bowling for turkeys. We're excited about it. So Hooligans, if you guys want to get in on this, let us know. It's pretty easy. I mean, you just show up at Highland Park Lanes. And we're setting a bracket up, but be loosey-goosey. Who knows?
Loser goes on the roof?
Loser goes on the roof.
Gotcha.
I don't even know. Are we doing like, I don't even know if we're just doing one game per, or is it like best of three each time? I'm not sure.
Well, I need like five frames to warm up.
So your first,
my second game is my better game.
I don't know if I think we're going 2-5.
Okay.
So you got to think, how can 8 to 10 teams, it's kind of where we are right now. Hopefully they have enough room. Can 8 to 10 teams get a best of three in that first round? And then, of course, it gets smaller as we go. But, yeah, maybe.
See what happens.
See what happens. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to do a little mixture of, we got our Thursday night special coming up. And that, Angel, I'm going to give you the L for that, man, because I can't afford anymore. I cannot afford any more L's.
Well, I mean, you got two L's in the name of the show. It is your last name, so.
That's true. That's true. So I'm responsible.
Yeah.
For all the picks.
You took my advice last week. We're not doing that anymore.
No. I didn't even write it up there yet on 11-4, but I did. I took the Jets to win. But, you know, when Mike White goes down, all hell breaks loose.
How could we have known that he was going to go down?
Right. And Mike White has a proven track record of being an amazing quarterback for that
they
one game.
Would have won that game.
Oh, no question. The momentum was zapped, and the Jets' future was torn into shreds once White went down. I think he's starting this weekend, right?
Yeah, he'll be back this Sunday.
Who are they playing?
I have no idea. I just saw the tweet that Mike White is starting, and I got really excited.
Do we care who they're playing? Let me see. The Jets. Why am I looking this up? Why is this something that we're doing right now? They're playing the Bills. Oh, but this is a perfect setup.
Bills just lost, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Badly, didn't they? I mean, the Bills are 5-3. No, they didn't lose badly. They just lost
by
awfully.
A field goal.
But to the Jaguars. Losing by a field goal to the Jaguars and only scoring 6, isn't that kind of like losing by 30 to a regular, real football team? I mean, you've lost to the Jags. So it's crazy. We're going to get into football talk as well. But how about last night? The Joker let Michael Malone, head coach Michael Malone, know that he's going to be watching the game with some red wine. And Malone, what did he say? Something along the lines of, hey, I hope you have to change poopy diapers. No Joker last night. That was his one game suspension. No Joker for at least one night? No problem. Bones Highland, Will Barton had themselves a night. I want to get into a lot of this, but what a great game last night.
Sidesteps for two, and he nails it. Bones, shaking and baking, and a great pass to Najee. Now, can the Nuggets score? Bones Highland handling right by his man. And the lob to Najee. Bones in the lane, and he squeegees it up and in, and a foul. Bones Highland, can you hear me now? Keelan Martin comes in. Barton for three, hand in his face, and he drains it. Wow. Nuggets by one. Barton. And Barton hits another one. Missed that one, and a strong rebound by Najee, his fifth. Barton's been hot. Heat check. Got it again! 27 for Barton. Nuggets, a bucket this time. Would be key. Barton high off the glass. He got it.
Will Barton had himself a night last night. 30 points and no Tanner Schwint of NoCo now. He is nothing like Corey Brewer. Get out of here with that nonsense. I did see, listen, I know Barton has had some inconsistencies. No question about it. I've talked about it on this show before. This year especially, though, and last night, don't you see like a little switch turning on for him? Like a leadership switch.
Oh, yeah. I think he's thriving right now.
I think something's changed in his game. Something has changed. And I'm not even talking 30 points. I don't need him to get 30 points every night. But he took a leadership role last night. And that was really special to see that. That was really cool. Let's talk about Bones Highland, though. So my Power to Play sports poll question is this. Is Bones Highland eventually going to be the second best player on this team? Over MPJ and over Jamal Murray. I mean, you remember watching Michael Porter Jr.'s first 20 games or so? He looked lost. Does Bones look lost out there?
No, Bones looks like he's been playing for 2 years.
Yeah, like he's just a stud. I mean, 12 points, but the way he moves with the ball.
I was just going to say, he looks so smooth and comfortable when he's on the court. It's unreal.
How many rookies just do a pump fake and then take a side dribble step and shoot? I mean, how many rookies do that? And the passes he's making. And I got to say this, his Twitter presence, his Twitter game is phenomenal.
I think he loves being like the heart of the fan base right
now. He owns it. Even Joker doesn't own it. Nobody, you never hear people really talk about the fans like this. At least a nugget from who we follow.
I mean, everyone loves Jokic. Everyone loves Jamal. But when Bones gets checked in, he starts making plays, it's going crazy in Ball Arena.
He's like doing the ear, you're not loud enough thing. He even tweeted it here. He talked about it in the post game. He's like, yeah, I'm a fan favorite. I love it. Yeah, you are. He's a great guy. An amazing guy. And I'm really excited to see what he'll do. So that's, what do you think? Do you think he'll pass? Like, eventually, will he be the number two? You have Jamal Murray signed. I think he's got a couple years left on that long-term contract he signed, and then obviously just signed MPJ, and then you signed Aaron Gordon. But is Bones Highland, do you think he's going to become the number two on this? I mean, he's not going to become number one.
I won't say number two, like, specifically. He'll be in that top five for sure. He'll be a top five on this team by the end
of
the
year. So he'll be a starter, you think?
Or do you think you leave him on the bench
to run that secondary? That might be your answer.
I think this year you make him the sixth man. And you let him come off the bench, lead that second unit.
Yeah. Yeah, you let him lead that second unit. I mean, why did Malone hesitate so much? Because surely he was seeing this in practice, what we're seeing now. It's just, it's that prejudice that Malone has of playing young rookie players.
Oh, it's just also a matter of he's a rookie. He's playing in front of a full stadium, full NBA atmosphere. Might take him a few games to get it, but he's getting it now.
Yeah. I mean, I said this about Jamal Murray years ago, and people gave me crap for this, but I said Jamal Murray looks good when he misses. And what I meant by that, his rookie year, was that he had confidence, that he was taking the right shots. A lot of times rookies don't take the right shots. They don't know to take the right situations. So that's what I said about Jamal Murray. I said Jamal Murray is in a position where, you know, he's putting himself in a position. I've seen Bones do that triple. I mean, he is a smart player. And I would be curious what his IQ is, especially his basketball IQ. Pillify Dan says, can we start a Tanner of NoCo Now was wrong soundbite? Dude, Angel, you would be working overtime to get that.
Already working overtime.
Yeah, I mean, come on, trying to cover up those takes.
It's tough.
I mean,
I have to sit back here and defend him.
You do. You do, and
at least
I get
for
that.
2 hours, and then I'm on
and
this
then
show.
Then you're like, I'm done with it. I got to say, I respect him. I respect the takes because he's just so bold with them. But that's what – bold? Is that the right word? Bold? Is that what we're going to use for some of Tanner's takes?
Maybe a few of them. A few of them are just like, what are you thinking?
We should just take it. We should have a promo running. Just Tanner's takes.
I'll get a whiteboard and just have like tally marks for everything he gets wrong.
How many games did he think Joe? He thought Joker should be kicked out of the league, right? You know he's
Send
listening right now, and he is ready to take me out. No, he said 5 games, right? He said 5.
I tell you, I didn't think Jokic would be a wine guy.
What'd you think he was? A beer guy?
I honestly probably didn't think he drank much.
Well, he doesn't look like he drinks.
No.
Although his brothers do.
Really do a lot of things.
They look like they have a beer or two, right? Which nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I was kind of shocked at that. You know, Joker saying, I'm going to have a glass of red wine while watching the game. How hard do you think that was for him to watch the game?
I think he probably enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Seeing his teammates play without him, like, all right, these guys realize that they can still win.
Is that game encouraging to you, though? Because what was our fear all year so far was if Joker ever goes down, this team's in trouble. Now, again, it's the Pacers, which I don't get the Pacers. Like Sabonis and Turner, like they all have good numbers. They have good individual numbers. Yet they're 4-8. They perform individually, I guess, but they can't get the wins.
But yeah, going into this game, it was, how is this team going to perform? We don't have Jokic. Murray's out. Michael Porter Jr. still out.
Right.
Who's stepping up? And we saw it. Bones, Naji, Aaron Gordon, Barton.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Naji. The forgotten man. I mean, last year he had promise, and you kind of thought, he might be. You didn't get the feeling you had about Bones. You just kind of were like, he could be a fine player.
Yeah, you needed to see him a little bit more.
Yeah, and so then you see him with Bones last night. Look at the passes that Bones was making, though, to him. I mean, the fake and then right around a defender, just pass around the defender. It's some there's some chemistry there.
Oh, yeah.
That's really growing. So it was cool to see Zeke Nagy in the mix. 19 points for him. Now, listen, Bones only had 12. It's not like he was dominant. It was, again, it was his smarts on the floor that I was so blown away by. Katie Wingy said on the broadcast, she's like, does not look like a rookie.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Jokic. When he's on the floor, you feel it. He might not be making all the plays and baskets, but he's still there. Bones does the same thing. He's got the energy. He's got the motor. And he's just quick. He's fast. He's making decisions. It's good.
It's an interesting starting lineup. I mean, Monte Morris, Will Barton, Aaron Gordon, Jamichael Green, and Jeff Green. So he started 3 power forwards in that game. And then the bench. I mean, there wasn't a lot of size coming off the bench. Bol Bol's the only player that did not play on the roster last night. Dude, he does not look engaged. I don't know if you try to pay attention to this when
you
watch.
Oh, no, I see it.
He does not look.
He sits there.
They panned over to Jamal Murray. He's cheering his team on and after a big dunk or something, and Bol Bol's just like, there's no emotion. What is going on there? He doesn't want to be in Denver. They don't want him to play, so what's he doing on the roster? I mean, this guy's just going to sit there for 3 seasons, really? Like, this is his 3rd year already.
No, because someone else is going to come get him, and he may or may not be a superstar, but
he just doesn't fit. He doesn't fit. Everybody loves him for some reason, and I don't necessarily disagree, but not a fit right now. Doesn't seem like it anyway. Angel, we got to get to the big story of the day. The big story of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking Made Simple. Well, this is interesting. Cam Newton is back with his old team. ESPN reported earlier, a few hours ago, quarterback Cam Newton has agreed to a deal with the Carolina Panthers that will bring him back to the team that he helped take to the Super Bowl. Of course, we all know how that one ended. It's a pretty damn good deal. Worth up to $10 million for the remainder of the season, including $4.5 million guaranteed and a $1.5 million roster bonus, a source told Adam Schefter. That's a crazy deal. What are they doing? How is that possible?
I'm not sure, but isn't Sam Darnold hurt? Like
he had an
incomplete fractured scapula or something like that? Can't even complete a bone fracture? Like,
I get it. Ah, good. Good. So now you have Cam Newton. What's the deal with that contract? That's like half the season? $4.5 million. What was it? What was he getting paid by the Patriots? He wasn't making that much with the Patriots.
I think he only signed like a 2-year deal with them.
Yeah, and it wasn't great. Yeah, good for Cam, I guess. All right, we'll take a short break. Before we do that, I do want to tell you guys about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. You know, maybe you're having that to that point where those injuries or whatever is just beyond our friends at Rev Chiropractic. You know, maybe you need actual surgery. Maybe you need some kind of intense therapy that you're working with. I get it. You know, Rev Chiropractic on that side of it is more like maintenance. Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, they come in and say, hey, all right, something we got to really dig in there and see what's going on. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. They're open for all appointments beginning at 8 a.m., and they have on-call physicians that are available for same-day appointments for non-surgical visits. Check out their website, orthohealth.com. Again, that's orthohealth.com. 22 minutes after the hour. Short break. The UNC Bears are 1-0. They got a game tonight. They played last night. They got a game against Hawaii tonight. So we'll talk about the Bears and what kind of season is it going to be for Bodie Hume. All that and more coming up on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
27 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. Talk to him about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. That is Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services. 970-330-6824. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Oh, yeah, I like that. As fans, we can't take any of this for granted. The Nuggets scouting and the player development is outrageously good. Bone, Zeke, MPJ, Monte Morris, and Jamal in consecutive years. You're exactly right. None of these guys, none, were sure things. Joker included. None of these guys were sure things. Jamal Murray was a 7th pick. I mean, with Monte Morris bringing him in, you know, just looking as a free agent, right? Bones, fine player, but nobody looked at him and said, oh, that's going to be an instant impact player. I mean, we asked Dempsey before the season started if Bones was going to be part of the regular rotation. We didn't really think so. Zeke, fine player. You're right on all that. What I also like about the Nuggets is, other than Bol Bol, bad example, they're quick to admit when it doesn't feel right. I mean, you look at Emmanuel Mudiay. Mudiay was drafted right before Jamal Murray the year before, and you thought, oh, okay, well, they kind of missed with Mudiay. He never could get that shot right. Fine defensive player. When he drove to the basket, he was okay, but you lose that if you can't shoot at all as a guard. So they cut that one. They cut bait pretty quick on that one. And, you know, again, look at Aaron Gordon. Look at that situation. They love Gary Harris, but and as loyal as the Nuggets are in trying to keep the core together, it didn't make sense anymore. Harris just couldn't stay healthy with this team. He wasn't the player that he used to be. And so they went out and made a deal and got Aaron Gordon. And we all agreed that that worked out. Harris was not a huge part of the rotation. Or when he was kind of, well, he
Let me take that back. When he was hurt, of course, but he started, but he wasn't really a big part of what they were doing. You know, he just got to the point where are we just starting him because, you know, he's Gary Harris and he's earned that. So I agree with you, the scouting, the player development, and looking at free agents and the draft, but also realizing when maybe it's time to move on. I think Will Barton, they were kind of in between. And right now, sure looks like they made a very good decision. The UNC Bears won last night. They took care of Pacific 67-65. That was the Bears kind of had things under control in the first half. Pacific gets back in it, outscores the Bears 36-29, but they get the job done. And Dalen Kuntz continues to be a big player for UNC, the CU Buffs transfer, a guy that just couldn't find any minutes with the Buffs because they were guard heavy 2 years ago. So Kuntz transferred to UNC. He's been great. Matt Johnson has been solid. He was one of their top scorers, if not the top scorer last year, I believe. My concern, I guess, my question is Bodie Hume, which we're going to be catching up with Bodie on a weekly basis. We're going to get that announcement out soon. So we're excited about that. Bodie's a hell of a player, local guy, so it's really cool to follow his story. But he had 10 points last night. You remember in the Big Sky tournament, he went off. You know, he had two games in a row with 30 points. So you know what he's capable of, but you definitely want to see if he can get to that point where he's getting close to the Dalen Kuntz type games where he's scoring 20. He only shot six times, though. So, I mean, he must have gotten, again, that game was not televised or anything. KFK will be the voice of the Bears, but not traveling to Hawaii. So we'll be back at it next week to start season, I think, to start our broadcast schedule, which is Monday. So that'll be cool. Did Bodie get in foul trouble or something? I'm guessing so. 25 minutes. So everybody else, all the other starters played 33 minutes, except for Kuntz. He played 36, and then Hume played for 25 minutes. So must have gotten in foul trouble is my thought. 32 minutes after the hour. Take a short break. We'll talk Colorado State with Kevin Lytle. The Colorado State Rams are dogs in this football game against Air Force this weekend, but just slightly. What does that mean? Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Kevin Lytle, your Colorado State Athletics beat reporter for the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Speaking of Kevin Lytle, did he do that live? He is joining us on the First Advantage Hotline. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kevin, my friend, I'm going to start with basketball. We're going to start with something positive. The Rams win big over a Sweet 16 team in Oral Roberts, 109-80 the other night. How good, seriously, man, how good can this team really be? I mean, are we talking a deep run into March Madness? What does your gut tell you after one whole game?
Yeah, it was a very impressive game, pretty much in every way. There's very little you can complain about if you're a CSU fan. And yeah, it's obviously it is just one game, but CSU kind of showed everything that we thought they could do. Obviously, you have to do it over a lot longer stretch than just one game. But, you know, there's a team that isn't shy about saying they should be, expect to be in the NCAA tournament. And that's still that expectation certainly hasn't dampened at all after one game. That's where they need to be. And, matchups are everything once you get there. This is a team that, in the right setting, certainly can beat teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year and will be this year. But got to get there first. But, man, what a great first night.
Would you be at the point, Kevin, at the end of the season that you'd be disappointed if the Rams didn't make it to the big dance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you don't want to say NCAA tournament or bust. Obviously there are a lot of different things that go into season. But yeah, they haven't been shy about that, and I think that's fair, and that's where this program should be, with this roster and what they've done and everything. They're mitigating circumstances. Obviously seeing Kendall Moore and David Roddy get hurt during that first game sort of gives you the reminder of it's easy to say, it's the same team. They'll just be better this year and have a great season. There are things that can go wrong, and, injuries obviously is a big one. But, yeah, I think you if you're a CSU fan, you should be, hoping for NCAA tournament and be bummed if that doesn't happen.
David Roddy ends up coming back in the game later into the second half. So as you had tweeted out and talked to him, it was spasm. So nothing too serious there. How about Kendall Moore? Should we be pretty concerned? He did not come back. What, I think he played maybe 7 or 8 minutes. What's going on with him?
Yeah, he is an ankle, you know, kind of one of your classic basketball ankle injuries that tend to happen. He's been kind of beat up during camp anyway. We'll see if he plays Friday night. I wouldn't be surprised if they give him some time to rest and heal, because Friday is going to be a weird, tricky game against Arkansas Pine Bluff. After that, you have, you know, basically an exhibition quality game on Sunday, and then you head down to the Virgin Islands. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a little time. Hopefully it's not too long term. You know, it's not like he came out in a boot or anything, but you know how those ankles and basketball are. They tend to just linger.
Yeah, no question. Well, we'll be on the lookout to see what's next for him. But got to be encouraged, though, the depth on this team. We've already talked at length about that, seeing Deshaun Thomas play the way he did, the transfer Chandler Jacobs come in and do kind of what many expected him to do, 15 points, 6 for 6, 6 for 6 and 2 for 2 from the three-point line. So the depth is great. But you got to expect you're going to see games where Roddy and Stevens kind of get back into that form where they are dominating too, right?
Yeah, I mean, Roddy obviously missed a good chunk of time out hurt, and you know, he was in single digit scoring. That's not going to happen a ton. Isaiah Stevens, he kind of just stepped back and sort of let everyone else, you know, do what they were doing. But yeah, to put up 109 and just destroy a team when you had Roddy, Stevens, and Thistlewood basically not really doing much. I mean, you could take away all the points from all three of those guys and CSU still won that game comfortably, so that tells you how good it was. But, you know, Jacob's super impressive. We've talked about, you know, the biggest question is how will he find a role after being, you know, kind of a superstar at the D2 level. Well, he did that perfectly. John Tanjay obviously was just, I mean, incredible. Doesn't even seem to touch on what it was. He's a guy that, you know, we've known he had a really high ceiling that he would grow and become a really good player. But you know, anyone that claims they saw that performance coming is a liar. It was just incredible what he did. And then you mentioned Deshaun Thomas. He really added a lot of weight in the offseason, which was a big thing for him. And he just seems to have a ton of confidence because he has a huge skill set that can do a lot of things. You know, he had double-double, and he also had 5 assists. So that shows what he can do. And then, you know, I have to mention the freshman Jalen Lake. No huge numbers, but he sure looked like he belongs as well. So depth is not an issue. The biggest issue is going to be how to fit them all in. But you even saw, you know, Nico Medved threw the curveball with a small ball lineup because that's what they thought was best to handle Oral Roberts. So there are going to be a lot of different matchup and lineup type things Medved can do all year.
It's amazing to me. I mean, Medved truly is a gem. He and his coaching staff figuring this out, you know, adding so many key players. You look at a guy like Chandler Jacobs comes over and you know, he could easily, you know, feels like he could easily be a starter on that team, but man, they're so deep. It's sure nice having him come off of the bench. It's a luxury there with the second unit.
Yeah, big time. And you know, I don't expect John Tanjay to start Friday night. You know, how often does that happen? A guy starts, scores 31, and then moves to the bench the next game. But he was the guy that he was sort of the fifth in the small ball lineup. Who, you know, with Roddy playing the four, Tanjay slid to the Roddy playing the five, Tanjay slid to the four. I think they'll probably go back to Deshaun Thomas starting at the five and Roddy at the four. But that just tells you, you know, kind of how versatile they are. And Medved even said, he goes, you know, Tanjay may not start, and he won't be mad about it because that's the type of team they are. You know, these guys seem willing to play different roles and just do what they need to win it. You know, they seem pretty focused on that big end goal rather than, you know, the game-to-game particulars of, you know, how many minutes am I getting, how many shots am I getting.
You know this too, Kevin, of course, more than most, but we had Tanjay on yesterday, and boy, he doesn't sound like a guy that just scored 31 points. You know, he's just talking about the team, but I guess it's fair to say that about every one of them. I mean, I've talked to Roddy about this stuff too. You don't hear that these guys think too highly of themselves. I mean, not in a bad way, but they think about the team, and then everything else comes into a distant second, and I'm not, that's not just lip service. That's a true thing with this whole group.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those, you hear it all the time. Coaches love to talk about, but being around a team, you get the real sense. You know, you find out, you can always tell when someone's mad about what is or isn't happening, and you don't get that with this team. I'd also say they're pretty even keel. They're, you know, supremely competitive, and some guys, you know, kind of run hot and cold. But for the most part, they're just pretty chill. You know, Tanjay came in post-game after, you know, scoring 31. Kind of said, yeah, you know, we've been working hard for this. You know, I work hard in the off season. You know, hope to have success. We need to keep building. You know, kind of just that normal stuff. It's, you know, everyone else is running around all crazy excited. They're like, yeah, it was fun. It was good. On to the next one.
Yeah, I guess that's the winner's mentality. They expect it. And Oral Roberts, I mean, I know they had one of their studs enter the, or go, you know, transfer away from the team, but the Rams were 12-point favorites in that game, and I was kind of shocked at that, just considering, okay, even when losing a player or two, they were still a Sweet 16 team, but that did not affect the Rams at all, winning big time. Kevin, I hate to do this to you, but we do have to talk about some negatives. The football team losing to Wyoming. Losing the boot, and I mean, the first quarter was all right, but for the most part, it just, the worst case scenario happened for Colorado State, and that was a tough pill to swallow for many Rams fans throughout the state.
Yeah, I mean, a week ago at this time, we were talking about, hey, you go beat Wyoming, it will pacify things. Lose, it's going to be, you know, hostile. And we didn't even touch on the idea of what if you go up to Laramie and just get whipped, and that's what happened. I mean, CSU just got bullied. 385 rush yards is crazy. And this is not a great Wyoming team. I mean, they started well, but against poor opponents. They got beat at home by New Mexico, and that's not a good Wyoming team. And they just dominated. So very ugly performance. It's pretty shocking to see that defense get run over like that. It was just all bad, really. It's hard to take anything good from that game.
All right, so I'm looking at the spread for Air Force. And Air Force, I mean, that was a great game against Army, just an absolute slugfest. They go to overtime. They lose, but that's still a good team. The Rams are only 2.5-point dogs, Kevin. That makes sense of that to me.
Yeah, it's confusing to me. You know, Air Force obviously is a pretty good team. I know they lost last week, but they're battling for the Mountain Division title. CSU just came off a bad loss, and obviously via the rushing game, obviously we all know what Air Force does with that triple option, so it confuses me to be that close. The only thing that I guess I can reason is obviously Air Force runs the ball a ton, CSU likes to run it, so there just aren't going to be that many possessions, so maybe, you know, the wise guys in Vegas are thinking, well, with few possessions, it's hard to have a blowout, so it needs to be a tight line.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, yeah, I think that makes more sense than anything that I could think of. So it should be interesting to see what maybe the Rams can find a way. But boy, that Air Force team, sure, I mean, the way that they're putting together that triple option, that run, very confusing. We'll see how disciplined Colorado State can be. I know I'm out today for the college football kickoff show. Tanner's stepping in, so I know you guys will break into all things CSU Air Force. I'm looking forward to that. But Kevin, we'll be listening on the road, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yeah, should be a fun one, and looking forward to whatever comes this weekend. We got a lot. Basketball games, that football game.
I mean, there's a lot of great stuff going on, and then the football side, you're kind of like, are we done yet? Can we get to that point? We'll see, of course. Maybe the Rams will shock us all and find a way to pull off an upset. Kevin, we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And we are doing the Thursday night special next because Football Friday. We are doing a Football Friday at 1 o'clock because we're off tomorrow, and that's just the way it is. I'm sorry, Hooligans. I know it's confusing. Thursday night special coming up next.
Join the legendary broadcaster Jerry Schammel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
I expect you boys to go out there and not take this team lightly, because I promise you, they're going to come at you with everything they've got.
From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows.
All right, Angel, we're rocking and rolling. We got the Thursday night special. There we go. We'll get right into it. Thursday night special here, looking at... I got to get back on track somehow. And I think tonight is the night we do that. And this is a tough one because I know this is your team, Angel. I know you're a Dolphins guy. Or you're a Tua guy. Is Tua even playing tonight?
Game time decision.
Yeah. So... You go with this one. Baltimore's at Miami. The Ravens haven't been blowing teams away. So when you look at the spread, it's -7.5. And that's a tough one because the Ravens, you know, they've had some interesting tests. You know, last week against Minnesota took a kind of a comeback to take care of that one. So when you look at Baltimore, it's not like they're blowing teams out of the water. So a 7.5-point spread, it's tempting to take if you're looking over at the Dolphins side. But the Dolphins are just... They're just not good. And then with the Tua situation, I got to get back on track. We're trying to go 1-1 in November. I like the Ravens to win. I like the Ravens to cover 7.5.
Hold on to your butts.
Open here. I flung the shutter.
Big trust.
Very good.
Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh.
Love the goal. It. Jackson.
Love
open
it.
Man.
The
it's
most electrifying
it's a touchdown
man
for Baltimore.
In sports.
When with many a flirt and flutter.
Jackson. In the traffic.
He is the Raven.
It is caught.
He's a fast
what
Raven.
A catch.
In there stepped a stately Raven of the saintly days
it's
of
very
yore.
Very good. Very dark.
Great Odin's Raven.
Oh, he broke his ankles. Now he's got an entourage. And he's got a touchdown.
So good. So good. I mean, he's just... That's great. That's great for him, isn't it? I mean, because he's poetic out there.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
No question about it. Lamar Jackson is the most electrifying man in all of the NFL, in all of sports. Lamar's the guy, and I'm sorry, tonight, Angel, Lamar's going to go crazy. He's going to go wild on the Miami Dolphins. The Ravens are going to fly all over the place and take care of the Dolphins. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know. It's a rough go for you.
I'm optimistic. I'm more optimistic if Tua plays. I think they have the best chance to pull an upset. And it's Thursday.
Anything?
It's prime time in Miami. Let's go.
Well,
come
you,
on, fans.
You said something that was very hurtful to my feelings. You said please pick the Ravens so that the Dolphins can win.
Yes.
Wow, that was
because you took my advice last week.
Yes.
Please don't take it this week.
Yeah.
Please pick the Ravens.
All right, we're taking the Ravens. We like the Ravens -7. Coming up in the second hour, we'll get to Football Friday. Ready to rock and roll again. It's because we're off tomorrow. Hooligans are like freaking out. What? What? Huh? It's Friday? I don't understand. What? Oh, it's just because we're off, we're doing it now. We'll be right back.